This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. A three-judge panel in Raleigh yesterday unanimously ruled that North Carolina's House and Senate maps were drawn to maximize the Republicans' power and are unconstitutional. The ruling throws out the maps for the 2020 elections and has major implications for the state's political future. Joining me to talk about what this means is WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Lisa.
So earlier this summer, there was another ruling about gerrymandering, and the Republican leadership won that case. They lost this one. How are these two rulings different?
So, yeah, this is a little complicated, right? There have been so many lawsuits over North Carolina political maps that it's getting hard to keep track of this. So earlier this year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision that it would not get involved in partisan gerrymandering cases. It said it's too difficult to draw a line about when a map goes too far. Chief Justice John Roberts said this is a state issue. And that's what happened yesterday. The group Common Cause had lost the gerrymandering lawsuit at the Supreme Court, but it had also filed a lawsuit in Superior Court over the state's legislative maps, and it won. And here's what Bob Phillips of Common Cause said about the decision.
For the first time in this decade, North Carolina voters will be voting for state legislators in maps that are constitutional, that are fair.
And to make things more complicated, these maps were drawn in 2017 after the 2011 maps had already been found unconstitutional. The Republicans drew both of those.
So in their ruling, what did the judges say and what does it mean going forward?
So the three judges, two Democrats and a Republican, were pretty harsh. They wrote the General Assembly used, quote, surgical precision to carefully craft maps that cracked and packed Democrats to dilute their strength. They said that in many elections, it's the maps, not the will of the voters, that decides what happens. The maps have been redrawn so many times after litigation, and the judges found some districts were constitutional. They listed the counties that had to be drawn, and that includes Mecklenburg. The court gave the legislature just 2 weeks to draw new maps, and they emphasized that the map-making process has to be in the open. Here's what attorney Stan Jones, he was representing Common Cause, here's what he said.
Perhaps most importantly for the legislative process and for the people of North Carolina is that the court's order says that the entire remedial process must be conducted in full public view, including that all map drawing must occur at public hearings.
Okay, so 2 weeks to draw new maps, that's not a lot of time. What's the Republicans' position?
So Senate President Phil Berger released a statement last night that suggested they aren't going to appeal. He disagreed with the decision, and he said he thought Democrats were just turning to state courts to get the maps they want after losing at the U.S. Supreme Court. But the most important thing he said was, quote, to settle this matter once and for all, we will follow the court's instruction and move forward with the adaptation of a nonpartisan map. The Republicans could appeal to the state Supreme Court, but remember the Democrats have a 6-1 advantage there. And the U.S. Supreme Court had just said this summer that it's the state courts or state legislators that need to sort all this stuff out. For a little context, under these maps, the Democrats did break the Republican supermajorities in both houses last year. And right here in Mecklenburg, there was a blue wave, and the gerrymandered districts couldn't protect Republicans. 5 GOP House and Senate members did lose last fall. We don't know how Mecklenburg districts may be redrawn. One possibility is the Senate map, which that's the map that protected Dan Bishop, who's, of course, running in the 9th District today. His Senate district starts in South Charlotte, goes into Matthews and Mint Hill. That's one that could be changing.
Now, there was intrigue during the trial over the deceased mapmaker Tom Hoffler. How did that play out?
So Tom Hoffler was a master at drawing political maps, and the Republicans hired him to help them draw the House and Senate maps. He died last year, and his estranged daughter turned over his hard drives and other computer files to Common Cause. Attorneys for the Republicans tried to keep those files out of the trial. They weren't successful. In the 357-page ruling, Hoffler's name shows up 201 times. The judges wrote that, quote, files from Dr. Hoffler's storage devices provide direct evidence of that his predominant focus was maximizing Republican partisan advantage in creating these maps. And Hoffler's also been part of separate litigation in New York over the Trump administration's plans to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. Hoffler said that that question, having it, would help Republicans.
With the census next year, this is going to be a crucial year for map-making North Carolina and nationwide. How does that impact 2020?
It's really hard to overstate how big of a deal this is. Because like you said, next year we have the census, and after that, every state will redraw their congressional maps as well as their legislative maps. And who draws those maps? In most cases, it's state legislatures. So if the Democrats can win one chamber in 2020, they will have a seat at the table. North Carolina may get a 14th congressional district after the census. Where will that be? The legislature will decide that. The ruling doesn't apply to the congressional map, but Common Cause thinks the guiding principles from this ruling will ultimately apply to how that map is drawn.
And briefly, Common Cause lost at the U.S. Supreme Court, but won yesterday. What else did they say?
So they're obviously very happy. Bob Phillips, the group's executive director, he wants additional reform. One option would be to create an independent group that would draw maps. That's what states like California and Arizona do.
That's WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.